This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan today on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit. During his meeting, Prime Minister Modi said his visit to Russia in the last 3 months reflects their close coordination and deep friendship. He said the relations between the two countries will get better with the opening of the new consulate in Kazan.
मैं आपकी मित्रता, गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत और आतिथ्य सत्कार के लिए हार्दिक आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। मेरे लिए खुशी की बात है कि ब्रिक्स समिट के लिए कजान जैसे खूबसूरत शहर में आने का अवसर मिला है। इस शहर के साथ भारत के गहरे और ऐतिहासिक संबंध रहे हैं। कजान में भारत के नए कॉन्सुलेट के खुलने से ये संबंध और मजबूत होंगे।
On the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi said India is in constant touch on the issue of ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. He reiterated India's stance that the Russia-Ukraine conflict should be resolved in a peaceful manner. He said New Delhi fully supports the early return of peace and stability with a priority on humanitarian efforts. He added that India is ready to provide all possible cooperation in the times to come in this direction. Speaking on the occasion, President Putin welcomed the Indian government's decision to open its consulate in Kazan. Prime Minister Modi reached the Russian city this afternoon on a two-day visit to take part in the summit beginning tomorrow. The theme of the summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. Earlier in his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said that India values the close cooperation between BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning the global developmental agenda. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Minister's Dialogue with his Singaporean counterpart, Dr. Ng Eng Hen, in New Delhi. In the summit, Mr. Singh noted that the strategic partnership the two countries share is a testimony of increasing closeness between them. Mr. Singh added that both nations discussed bilateral defence partnerships. He said that India is committed to further enhancing defence cooperation and exchanged views on regional and global issues of shared interest. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Work for Amendment Bill 2023 has suspended TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee from attending the panel's meeting for a day. The decision was made following his unruly behaviour during the panel's meeting at Parliament House today. Sources said Mr. Banerjee had a heated argument with BJP MP Abhijit Gangopadhyay during the meeting and later resorted to unruly conduct. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said the government has provided tap water connections to over 78% rural households across the country under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Our correspondent reports that in the category of Best State, the first prize has been conferred upon Odisha and second prize to Uttar Pradesh. Gujarat and Puducherry jointly secured the third position. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra, with the issuance of notifications today. Voting in the two states will be held on the 20th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 29th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. Last date for withdrawal of candidates is the 1st of November in Jharkhand and 4th November in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards Odisha coast to make a landfall on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. IMD today released a new possible track of impending severe cyclonic storm, which is likely to hit Odisha coast near Balasore and Bhadrak. And with that, we end this news bulletin.